Nolte, CNN baffled leftists won't listen to President Nazi liar Russian spy to social distance. By John Nolte on March 19, 2020. CNN and the rest of America's fake news media have literally spent 4 years engaging in a deliberate campaign to undermine Donald Trump by smearing him as a serial lying, racist Manchurian candidate who sexually abuses women. And now this very same media is baffled over why countless leftists are not taking the president's warning seriously about the Chinese coronavirus. Here's a perfect example, courtesy of one of America's most reckless and unreliable anti-Trump activists, Jake Tapper. During his basement-rated CNN show Tuesday, Tapper got sanctimoniously enraged over a bunch of people in San Francisco who are ignoring that city's shelter-in-place rules. Below are the pull quotes, if you can stomach the virtue signaling, the full conversation is here. Sanjay Gupta, look, Jake, I'm with you on this. I still get the impression, despite what we're hearing from the White House, and the distinct change in tone, which has been good and necessary, I still get the impression people in many places are not taking this seriously. Jake Tapper, this is, actually, kind of enraging. Many people in San Francisco have clearly not gotten the message. Gupta, again, I applaud the seriousness with which this is being taken at the White House and a low of the comments that came from the White House. But we're not seeing it translate into the action that is necessary right now. Tapper, while you have President Trump, yesterday and today, clearly stating what the CDC is recommending, 15 days of social distancing, avoiding groups, staying 6 feet away from people, staying inside as much as possible. You see pictures from Florida, spring break, it looks like an 80s movie down there. By the way, Gupta is one of the celebrity liars who went on Stephen Colbert's show to falsely accuse Trump of rejecting a coronavirus test from the World Health Organization. Anyway, get yourself a load of these two assholes pondering the eternal mystery of why two groups of people, groups almost entirely made up of leftists, aren't heeding health warning from President Nazi liar Russian spy. For 3 freaking years, CNN and the rest of the media lied about Trump working for the Russians. For 4 freaking years, CNN and the rest of the media lied about Trump being a Nazi. For 4 freaking years, Tapper has been spreading the proven lie Trump mocked someone's disability. For 4 freaking years, CNN and the rest of the fake media have been spreading the proven lie Trump admitted to sexually assaulting women on that Access Hollywood tape. CNN is still spreading the very fine people hoax. And CNN is still spreading the hoax Trump called the coronavirus a hoax. Even after left-wing fact-checkers were forced to admit Trump never said that. If Trump were everything the fake news media claimed he is, I wouldn't believe a word he said either. Hell, I'd be rollerblading naked through a nursing home with a raw bat in my mouth. Did our monstrous media not conceive of the deadly ramifications of their 24/7 campaign of lies to undermine and dehumanize the President of the United States? Heaven knows, the media don't care about their role in dehumanizing Trump and his supporters when it comes to this spree of hate crimes committed against us. But just look at where we are now. The media's hate campaign is coming home to roost in San Francisco, among millennials and Generation Z. And these media monsters are still, smearing Trump as racist for using the terms Chinese and Wuhan. And doing so when it was the media that spent months pushing those same terms into our lexicon. As they proved during the CNN race riots of 2014, these horrible people don't care who they hurt. But don't you dare call them the enemy of the people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.